an umbrella.
Okay. What's the last thing you put on a bed? The fancy top cover.
The bedspread.
Okay, any other names for this?
All right, would you say spread or coverlet?
Okay.
Or,
That's fine. Okay. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a?
Pillow.
Okay. Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow? Some people use a long couches also. A long pillow, rounded usually.
Yeah, but I don't know. What do you call that?
A bolster.
A bolster, yeah.
Bolster pillow.
It's been a long time since I've heard that term.
Okay. Now, suppose you had land and it was a bit swampy and you wanted to put it to cultivation. What would you do to the land to get the water off?
Well, you'd have to drain it first.
Okay, fine. What would you call the thing that you dug?
A well, or trench.
Okay. Are there any other names for that? That you would dig around or dig to let the water drain down?
A canal, like, or, I mean, if it was a large area.
Okay. Or a drainage ditch.
Yeah, so. I guess it all depends on the size.
Right, it would be different. Okay, a shallow arm out of the sea, a little tidal stream, or a narrow bit of water that flows in and out. You have various names for these? Something that might be at the back of your house, a little what? Running water.
Oh, a little creek, stream, small river.
Okay, fine. A deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across could be called, you walk along, don't fall into that, deep and wide.
A creek.
All right, pretend like it didn't have a lot of water, it was more or less dry, it was dug out or eroded away by the earth.
I don't know, ditch or pit or, no, pit wouldn't be.
Okay, gully.
A gully, yeah.
Okay, how about, have you heard the word ravine?
Yeah, but that, I don't associate that with where water,
water
is.
Water would be, I know, uh-huh. I sort of agree with you.
Yeah, because a ravine is sort of off at the edge of something.
Mm-hmm.
And a gully is too, seems like to me. Now, we have a gully down at the far.
Right, yeah, this would just be a field that would be about 10 feet. Okay, if there has been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across the road or a field, you call that place, say?
You could call that a gully when the rain washes something like that.
Okay, what do you call a small stream of water?
A creek.
Okay, is there anything smaller than a creek?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Is there?
A little brook, you might think of that, or that might be maybe.
Well, yeah.
Would you use that term ever? Or you think that's more?
Well, a brook always seems like a little tiny little pond. I know it is probably not the same thing at all, but I always just.
I think brook might be more a northern term than a southern
possibly,
term.
Possibly,
really.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay, are there any local streams or anything around this neighborhood, or ponds that people go to?
There is a creek that runs, you know, as you came up the hill,
mm-hmm.
and it runs into, in fact, it runs into a pretty good-sized creek, and then they fork, I mean, they fork and then they go back together, and they eventually run into the Chattahoochee, and it's Soaps Creek.
Soaps Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call a very small rise in land? A very small rise in land. Ants live in them also.